Wilson Pickett in the Midnight Hour. It's 9 minutes to 4 o'clock. Every Tuesday in our house, my grandmother used to pop down to the fishmonger's, down to Auntie Violet's, and pick out the fish. We used to have place, sometimes haddock, usually place for me. Recently, though, it's suggested that fishmongers may be a dying trade in this part of the world. Fishmongers say the rise in fish counters in supermarkets has made theirs a dying trade, but plans to reverse that decline with a training initiative encouraging young people to apprentice in the onshore fish industry are now in place. On Country Focus last week, reporter Paul Pigott visited one of the only fishmongers still operating in Cardiff to find out more about the network to support the Welsh seafood industry.
At the entrance to Cardiff Market is Ashton's, a fishmonger's business that's been operating here since the 1890s. The first thing you see is the display, a colourful collection of more than 30 different types of seafood, from cockles in pots to cuttlefish on ice and a tray full of laver. Behind the counter is one of the youngest fishmongers in Wales.
My name's Joey Morgan. I'm 21 years of age. I'm a fishmonger in Cardiff Central Market, and I enjoy cutting fish. He's cleaning red mullet up, he is. It ends up getting out the gills and all the guts, and it ends up being nice presentable then for the customers then who's going to go home, cook it and eat it up.
The skills on display here don't come easily.
I saw the boys out the back hunting fish, and I ended up, you know, I liked what I saw, I thought I always wanted to do say something like that. And they taught me how to cut fish, cuttlefish, squid, clean squid, stuff like that. Oh, I ended up having my start here when I was 15. I ended up working as a Saturday boy. I was going to go into college myself, and then they all asked if I wanted to have a go at fishmongery. I thought, yeah, why not, because I enjoyed the job.
But Joey is a rarity in Wales. A job that once employed thousands has dwindled to just a few hundred. In the back office, one of the owners, Jonathan Adams,
morning,
is doing his morning orders.
Yeah, morning, Paul. How are you? Yeah, I do need some crabs today, and I need some lobsters as well. Yeah. I'm a fifth-generation fishmonger. My father, his grandfather, and his great-grandfather were all fishmongers in Penarth, just outside Cardiff.
Jonathan's also the president of the National Federation of Fishmongers. He says he's watched the industry change over his lifetime.
The only major difference between now and then is the amount of customers we serve in the city centre. It's gone down probably about 1980. We were probably serving about 8,000 to 9,000 customers a week on the counter, and now it's probably near 2,500 customers a week. So that's down to a few different reasons. Supermarkets now have fish counters, and if people want just a simple bit of salmon or something like that, why not go to a supermarket? I know I would, because I wouldn't want to pay the price to park in the city centre just to buy a couple of bits of salmon.
He says his business has survived by specialising, supplying restaurants, caterers and customers who are very particular about their fish.
It's a sort of a dying art in the fact that there are less fishmongers, but certainly we've seen a little upturn in the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. So it's more than stabilised for us. I think people will always want to eat fresh fish for the health reasons and the fact it's mostly delicious food stuff.
There is an academy in London for seafood training, and many of the big supermarkets have their own in-house training schemes. But like many vocations here, Jonathan says the onshore fish industry in Wales needs to encourage young apprentices. So around a dozen Welsh fish businesses have come together. They're working with Seafish Wales and training providers with plans to promote the industry both as a career and to offer more options for young people to train as apprentices.
Fred Miller, would you like it cleaned or filleted?
Yeah, that's
what it is.
Back on the display, Joey's helping another customer.
I'm wrapping the red mullet up for the lady, no? Right, the cuttlefish. The cuttlefish is £3.64.
If the seafood training network is a success, Joey won't be the youngest fishmonger in this shop for much longer.
It's not a bad job to have. The only bad thing about being a fishmonger is the fact that you go home stinking of fish. It all depends on the type of person you are. I'm very hands-on. I like getting hands-on. I don't mind getting dirty at the end of the day. It's not like a cool job, but for me, it's amazing.
That's Joey Morgan, one of the youngest fishmongers in Cardiff Central Market. It's funny, I haven't thought about my Auntie Violet, the fishmongers in Eaton Road in Mansfield in Swansea for, I don't know, 20 years. She used to be great. She used to have these little thin knives. She used to, anyway.